two topics. They're both based around Shabbat. The first topic is Shabbat in the synagogue, and the second topic is Shabbat in the home. Shabbat in the synagogue. Key information. Shabbat is the Jewish holy day of the week. It is a day of rest and renewal, starting just before sunset on Friday and continuing to sunset on Saturday. Services that are held in the synagogue for Shabbat include a brief service on Friday evening, the main service on Saturday morning, and sometimes an extra service, especially for families with children. What is Shabbat? Shabbat is described in Jewish literature and poetry as a bride or queen. Shabbat is a day that God has commanded Jews to celebrate. The fourth commandment is, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Shabbat is a time to celebrate God's creation. Shabbat recalls the Genesis creation story in which God created everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. Shabbat is a time to celebrate that God has kept his promises in the covenant between God and the Jews. Shabbat is a time to relax and rest, worship God and enjoy family life. Shabbat is a gift from God of a day of rest and renewal. Shabbat services. On Friday evening, there is a brief service in the synagogue, during which Shabbat is welcomed like a bride coming to meet her husband, the Jewish people. Some synagogues hold a service during Shabbat for families with children, which includes storytelling, games, and music. The main service is on Saturday morning. This service is longer than the weekday prayer services, as it includes a reading from the Torah and often a sermon, as well as prayers and blessings. Before the reading is given, the following often happens. The congregation stands when the ark is opened to reveal the Torah scrolls. This is a reminder of how the Jews stood at the bottom of Mount Sinai when Moses returned with the Ten Commandments. The Torah is then taken from the ark and dressed with a cover and various ornaments, such as a crown or belt. This is a reminder of the vestments worn by priests in early Judaism. The Torah is held in front of the congregation while verses from scripture are chanted. It is then paraded round the synagogue. This represents the march through the wilderness when Jews carried the original ark containing the Ten Commandments from Mount Sinai to Jerusalem. When the Torah passes through the synagogue, many Jews touch it with their prayer book or the tassels on their prayer shawl, and then touch their lips. This recalls Ezekiel 3:3, which tells Jews that God's word should be on their lips and sweet like honey. After the reading is finished, the Torah scrolls are dressed and paraded around the synagogue again before being placed back in the ark. The rabbi or visiting speaker then gives a sermon, which may be based on the reading or something important in the news. So that's the first topic done. Now we'll be looking at Shabbat in the home. Key information. To help make Shabbat a special occasion when no work is done, various preparations need to be made beforehand, such as cleaning the house and preparing the food. In the home, the start of Shabbat is marked through the lighting of the candles, and the end of Shabbat is marked through Havdalah service. The main celebration in the home is the Friday evening meal, which allows the family to relax and enjoy each other's company. Shabbat preparations. All the work is done, and the home is prepared for before Shabbat begins on Friday evening. Most types of work are not allowed during Shabbat, as stated in the fourth commandment. So this involves cleaning the house, preparing the food, washing, and changing into smart clothes. Jews try to make their homes neat and presentable to welcome in Shabbat, which is seen as being that welcoming a special bride or queen into the home. At least two candles are placed on the table. The two candles represent the two commandments to remember and observe Shabbat. Two loaves of challah bread are placed on the table. These represent the food that God provided for the Jews on Shabbat while they were wandering in the wilderness. Wine or grape juice is placed on the table. The wine is drunk from a special goblet called the Kiddush cup. Drinking Shabbat wine symbolizes joy and celebration. Shabbat celebrations. Shabbat is welcomed through the lighting of the candles. A female member of the family, usually the wife, lights the two candles shortly before sunset on Friday. She waves or beckons with her arms around the candles, then covers her eyes to say a blessing. She also says a prayer, asking God to bless the family. After the Friday evening service in the synagogue, the family shares a special meal. Before the meal, the parents bless their children, and the head of the household recites the Kiddush blessing to our holding of the Kiddush cup. To begin the meal, the bread is blessed and passed round to everyone as a piece. The meal might last for a few hours, giving the family time to relax and enjoy each other's company. After each course, religious stories might be told to the children or songs might be sung. The meal ends with the prayer of thanksgiving for the food. After the Saturday morning service in the synagogue, the family shares another special meal. During the afternoon, parents may spend time with their children and study the Torah. The end of Shabbat is marked by the Havdalah service. This is performed at home after the sun has set. Blessings are performed over a cup of wine, sweet smelling spices, and a candle with several wicks. The spices and candle are believed to soothe and bring light to the house after Shabbat has ended. This is the end of the episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and found it useful. Please share with your friends. Have fun revising and good luck.